What separates the truly wise from the merely intelligent? While we might admire brilliant minds, they often appear stressed and self-centered. The truly wise demonstrate something more profound. They remain calm amid chaos, blend intelligence with warm-hearted compassion, and make consistently better decisions even when facing life's most complex challenges. In Wiser, neuropsychiatrist Dr. Dilip Jeste transforms our understanding of wisdom from an ethereal philosophical concept into something tangible, measurable, and cultivable. His journey began unexpectedly while researching schizophrenia in older adults. Contrary to expectations that patients would deteriorate with age, many actually improved. This phenomenon mirrored mathematician John Nash's experience, whose schizophrenia symptoms diminished as he aged. This surprising discovery led Jeste to a revolutionary insight. Wisdom has biological foundations that can be scientifically understood and deliberately developed. Through extensive research and expert consensus, Jeste identified several core components of wisdom that remain remarkably consistent across millennia and cultures, suggesting wisdom isn't merely a cultural construct, but a fundamental aspect of human potential. Wisdom has a physical location in our brains, primarily in the prefrontal cortex, PFC, and its relationship with the amygdala. The PFC, evolutionarily newest and uniquely developed in humans, houses key wisdom components: mirror neurons for empathy, the medial prefrontal cortex for self-understanding, and PFC limbic connections for emotional regulation. The case of Phineas Gage illustrates how brain damage affects wisdom. In 1848, an accident drove a tamping iron through his skull, destroying his left frontal lobe. Though he survived, his personality transformed from virtuous to profane and disrespectful. His physician noted, "Gage was no longer Gage." Similarly, patient C.D., a soldier with ventromedial prefrontal cortex damage, maintained cognitive abilities yet couldn't sustain employment or relationships despite his intelligence. These cases reveal wisdom isn't merely abstract, but neurobiological. Damage to specific brain regions diminishes wisdom-related behaviors regardless of intelligence, explaining why wisdom can be cultivated through practices that strengthen these neural pathways. Unlike most animals, humans live decades beyond reproductive age, suggesting certain qualities must improve with age to offset physical decline. The grandmother hypothesis explains this evolutionary advantage. Post-reproductive females redirect energy toward helping offspring succeed. Studies of Tanzanian hunter-gatherers confirmed grandmothers increased survival rates of younger generations, while in modern societies, grandparental involvement reduces emotional problems in grandchildren, especially in single-parent homes. Our genetics reflect this advantage through specific variants protecting older adults from neurodegenerative and cardiovascular diseases. Though aging brains show some decline, they demonstrate remarkable strengths in emotional regulation. Brain imaging shows older adults' amygdalae respond equally to positive and negative stimuli, unlike younger brains that amplify negative input. Aging brains also compensate through neuroplasticity, as different regions assume functions once performed elsewhere. This explains why wisdom often increases with age. The neural foundations for emotional regulation, compassion, and balanced decision-making strengthen even as processing speed and working memory decline. Compassion, translating empathy into helpful action, forms wisdom's essential core. Mirror neurons provide empathy's neurological foundation, activating when we perform or observe actions, allowing us to understand others' feelings instinctively. Extraordinary altruism, seen in organ donors who help strangers, exemplifies the engine model of well-being, where personal fortune drives generosity. Self-compassion creates resilience that enables compassion toward others. Research shows 30-60% of altruistic tendencies are inherited, with women scoring higher on compassion measures while showing no differences in other wisdom domains. Emotional regulation balances between uncontrolled expression and complete suppression. Wisdom requires equilibrium between the limbic system, emotions, and prefrontal cortex, reasoning, correlating with lower stress and greater optimism. The marshmallow test revealed self-restraint's profound impact. Children who delayed gratification demonstrated higher SAT scores, lower substance abuse, better stress responses, and superior social skills over decades of follow-up studies. The teenage brain illustrates this developmental imbalance. A reward-seeking limbic system supercharged during puberty, paired with a prefrontal cortex that matures only in the early to mid-20s, creating a race car with dubious brakes. Wisdom balances decisive action with flexibility to change course when needed. Our brains make thousands of unconscious decisions every second, alongside roughly 35,000 conscious choices daily. Brain imaging shows decision-making engages specific neural regions. Preference formation activates limbic and prefrontal cortex areas. Action execution involves the striatum. An outcome evaluation returns to limbic PFC circuits. The tension between immediate rewards, limbic system, and delayed gratification, PFC, represents a core aspect of wisdom. As Mark Twain noted, good decisions come from experience, which comes from bad decisions. Yet Taoist wisdom suggests good and bad outcomes are fluid and interconnected. True wisdom emerges from accepting uncertainty while still making sound decisions. Self-reflection gives the brain time to pause, process experiences, consider multiple perspectives, and create meaning. Despite having this capacity, many avoid it. University of Virginia experiments found participants considered being alone with their thoughts for just 6 to 15 minutes so unpleasant that some preferred electric shocks to quiet contemplation. Attempting to suppress negative thoughts often backfires, what psychologists call the white bear problem, after Dostoevsky's observation about trying not to think of polar bears. Wisdom is malleable. Personality traits are only 35 to 55% inherited, with the remainder shaped by external forces and behavior. Clinical trials show brief interventions incorporating savoring, gratitude, and value-based activities significantly improve wisdom and resilience. Decision-making capacity is finite, like a muscle that tires. Decision fatigue occurs when we make too many choices, prompting our brains to seek shortcuts. To make wiser decisions, be mindful of your physical and mental state, recognize your peak cognitive hours, and know when to pause. Compassion can be cultivated through practices like loving-kindness meditation, which focuses on positive thoughts and mantras such as, "May you live with ease." Mindfulness, achieving moment-by-moment awareness without judgment, teaches that the past is already gone, the future is not yet here. There's only one moment for you to live. Jon Kabat-Zinn's mindfulness-based stress reduction program combines meditation, body scanning, and simple yoga, reducing depression and anxiety while improving immune function. Acts of kindness promote happiness, with volunteering particularly beneficial for life satisfaction, social connection, and longevity. In our polarized world, wisdom offers what intelligence and technology alone cannot. It's about asking better questions, embracing uncertainty while remaining decisive, and balancing compassion with pragmatism. Neuroscience confirms our brains remain plastic throughout life. We can strengthen wisdom-related neural pathways through deliberate practice, making wisdom accessible to anyone committed to developing it. The components of wisdom, compassion, emotional regulation, embracing uncertainty, self-reflection, and social decision-making, provide a framework for navigating life's complexities. Understanding wisdom as both neurobiological reality and practical virtue helps us recognize it as cultivable rather than unattainable. In a society valuing quick thinking over reflection and certainty over nuance, wisdom offers a revolutionary alternative, acknowledging complexity while providing clarity, balancing emotion with reason and deepening our connections to ourselves and others. The path to wisdom transforms not just our thinking, but our very being.